Most Kansas Board of Regents institutions have said they have little choice but to let people carry concealed weapons on university or community college campuses. Across the system, there are 36 campuses with 800 buildings and who knows how many doors. Now, all schools could prohibit guns, but they would have to buy metal detectors and post armed guards at each entrance. And that would cost KU Hospital and Med Center plenty.
We're talking probably tripling the size of the department. Clearly, the hospital is going to continue to take the approach that whatever needs to be done to keep the staff and patients safe is what we'll do.
That's right. Tripling the department, says KU Med Center Chief of Police Richard Johnson. Currently, KU Med has 45 police officers and 60 unarmed security guards. Just adding 20 sworn officers to the department would cost a minimum of $1.2 million. And that doesn't include the cost of added security guards, dispatchers, or overtime. The metal detectors run somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 each. KU Hospital CEO Bob Page says that money could be better used elsewhere.
That would take money away from important patient care advances and staff advances, and that would be a big challenge for us, and it would be difficult for us to understand why we would be put in that position.
A position, KU says, that would put it at a competitive disadvantage with other metro hospitals, all of them private. KU Hospital says there are more than 100 access points around the complex in a maze of buildings that have been stitched together over decades. I'm along the north side of the hospital Med Center complex near Olathe Boulevard and Rainbow Boulevard, and there's dozens of doors just around me. There's the fitness center, the student center. I'm looking at the Olathe Pavilion down the block a little bit if you take a walk with me. There is a loading dock area. There's a doctor's office, the hospital itself. Just within my vision, there's dozens of doors that would have to be secured by metal detectors and armed guards if they were to seal up this campus tight. But does KU Med really need that much security? Asked Representative Eric Smith, a Republican from Burlington.
What are you attempting to do by tripling your force? Are you going to try to cover all 100 access points that he estimated? Or what is your intent at that point?
Smith is a deputy sheriff by trade, and he's been tough in committee hearings on those who want to roll back the law. And Smith says he's quite sure this is not an unfunded mandate by the legislature.
If they believe that's the course they have to go, that is not us mandating that. That is them making the choice to go that direction.
But for Representative Luis Ruiz, a Democrat that represents the district where KU Hospital sits, spending $1 million or more on extra security is a waste.
Does that feel like an unfunded mandate to you from Topeka?
Of course it does. Wyandotte County, where we're at, our health outcomes are the worst in the state. Maybe we should look at research on why this is happening and what we can do to remedy that situation instead of spending money on making sure people can carry guns or not carry guns into a location.
Ruiz's solution? He and many others simply want to roll back the concealed carry law that takes effect in just 5 months.
Also, think about Wednesday. We may be working with a couple of bills that we've heard.
Back in the legislature in Topeka, the politics around this is tricky. The committees that are hearing testimony on the rollback are a bit more conservative than the legislature in general. So much of what's happening now is laying the groundwork for a fight on the House and Senate floors. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff.